Here is the bonus. If it is one thing I hate, it's beginning. I mean, what the fuck is a beginning anyway? We talk about them like they're a fixed point on a remembering clock. A singular point we circle but dare not breach the surface. But a beginning is never one thing. It's a whole bunch of things come together. It has this timelessness, this ephemerality. It's hard to pinpoint what a beginning is, even when you, yourself, begin. This is why I cannot get into the shower without launching a project. It takes a long time to go through the beginning of having a shower. This non-bounded beginning eats me to the core. I'd rip my skin off if I didn't have to take my clothes off first. And by then, I may as well get on with my day, having spent 2 hours in the bathroom. It's exhausting. A beginning. Beginnings never fail to not get me, and me them too. In the linguistic sense, I digress. It ties deeply to predatory attractor basins, circular reasoning along smooth paths. Sociolinguistic constellations of logoglyphs, stellar objects and their dirty little pokes, malformed trajectories in the relativistic conget of landscape. Breakfast. Come on, a beginning having a fixed point. It is a comfortable lie we tell ourselves. Ask the old perv stalking an electron about fixed point origins. We want to slice time down to the smallest unit, but fail to measure the now. When did that begin? How long has it been happening? Too many hot curries and windy nights have passed to conjure a single piece of uniqueness to label as before. My measurements of my measured self have long since fallen to foam. I do twat waffle a bit. It's the Elverian in me. So, are we at a beginning? Have we mapped the wrong numbers? Would we agree on the numbers that nailed that fucker down? Unlikely. It's a snowflake rolling, tumbling, wheeling, gathering location without here, direction without there, bits and bytes, dirt and dust, start towards an emergence of the right sounds with as little breakfast as we can get away with. But somewhere down the back of the room, someone has to yell. If a beginning is demarcated and differentiated, it cannot be differentiated against itself. Are the ends now apparent and bounded? There is always one. Why the totalitarianism of the end? We should be engaged in the diplomacy of the beginning. When does the unbecoming a becoming?
should be in your Tim-Themy dessert of madness.
So how about we set aside the pontification? Stop nailing shit to a wall just to squabble over the splatter. Let's set the landscape from here. We are all walking into the middle in an established conversation. The logical next question is, shall we engage in the game of tea? Foam knows we all have a lot to learn from each other's conversations. I'll put the kettle on and hide the cereal. That's if you didn't fall into the breakfast before the punchline. Thank you.